With a nonstop news cycle spotlighting the occasionally bizarre behavior of public officials, a political satirist like Buffalo-born Mark Russell is never lacking for material.
Matter of fact, I retired a couple of years ago, and I was so bored I came out of retirement when a bunch of congressmen went over to the Middle East, and they got drunk, and they went skinny-dipping in the Sea of Galilee. And I thought, that's pretty funny. And I thought, if they had all drowned, it would be even funnier.
His humor was in fine form during a recent conversation from his home in the nation's capital, where Mark Russell was reading through the Washington Post, one of four papers he mines for material on a daily basis. Mark Russell continues to perform live, and this Sunday, he takes to the stage at 2 p.m. for a special fundraiser at the Central Library Auditorium in downtown Buffalo.
Buffalo gave me life and a life. They gave me life. I was born there, and they gave me a professional life when WNED gave me a show which ran for 30 years. It's been off the air for 10 years, but I'm still living off the thing. Wherever I go, people remember the show. And they don't say we saw the PBS or the... Sometimes they say cable, but they always say that show you did in Buffalo. So it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, well, very pleased about that. And I'm also very pleased to be talking to you here, of course, from the corner of Lower Terrace and Mark Russell Way in downtown Buffalo. And I can't say I've been able to do that with any other interview I've had over the years.
The sign is still up, is it?
It has not been stolen or knocked over yet by a snowplow.
I always try to check it out. The amazing coincidence, right at that spot there where WNED is where my immigrant great-grandfather had a business right there, Russlander and Sons. And that building was there for like a century. It was one of the few companies in Buffalo that were 100 years old. And so the torch was passed and the circle is closed and all of that stuff. So I'm glad the sign is still there.
But yet, all you can say the circle has been closed and such. But you keep performing, and you're coming to Buffalo. Let's talk about what we can expect to, during the performance at the library.
Well, I'm going to be doing a regular show. We'll talk about all the political things and the campaign and all that. And as we're speaking now, and I like to play off the news. I'm looking at the Washington Post today, where I live in Washington. There's a Tom Tolles cartoon in there about global warming, and it shows the United States, the little United States, is on a barbecue grill, and it's burned to a crisp. And I thought, well, another way of looking at that, if global warming is an exact science, Buffalo would have been the new Maui by now.
I know you get this question asked a lot, but when you go back to the time when your show first started on WNED and compare it to now, can you talk about the political climate in Washington? I mean, there's so much talk about partisan bickering. It's not something that's new, but is it really that much worse?
It seems to me it's worse, and at the same time, people are nostalgic about the great old days of the when the Democrats and Republicans would sit down over the proverbial bourbon and branch water and work things out and all of that. That's gilding the lily a little bit. I just saw that play in New York about Lyndon Johnson All the Way. And there were no happy times. There were no perfect times. There were no pleasant times. But this is pretty nasty. I mean, the Republicans were hoping that they could get to November without another gaffe, without one of their own talking about legitimate rape and so forth. And then the other day you had this state senator from Tennessee comparing Obamacare to the Holocaust.
Mm.
And so, you know, the saying is, really, you can't make this stuff up. Well, some of this stuff you wouldn't dare to make up.
You're reading the Washington Post this morning. Now, have you made the switch to online, or are you still getting your papers delivered to your home?
No. I'm laughing because the only electronic device in my house I know how to use is the toaster. I can download toast.
You mentioned earlier that you went into retirement briefly and came out. Maybe that was a little bit of a joke. But at the same time, what about your daily process? Are you writing on a daily basis? I mean, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I do because I have to do it. I'm still working. I'm still doing shows. I just came off a 12-theater tour that went from Washington State down to Florida and points in between. And so, yeah, that's, I'm still doing it every day. I was thinking about, so many people ask me, since I live in Washington, if I watch the House of Cards, and I can tell you that the House of Cards is not authentic at all, because they downplay the sleaze.
Very nice, very nice. Well, I'm looking forward to having you come to Buffalo. It's always great to have you to back for sure, and we do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
In a benefit for the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library System, Mark Russell performs Sunday at 2 at the Central Library Auditorium. More information can be found at buffalolib.org. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.